Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segevis Podcast. I am doing something a little bit different today. I'm recording this on my camera. I just bought a new shotgun mic to put on my camera so that I can capture audio directly on it. And I'm gonna do more on the go shooting. And so today I'm starting a new thing where I'm gonna try to document my life better. I've been looking at my content lately that I've been putting out, and I'll put it together and I'll put work into editing it and I'll shoot it, and I just won't be super pleased with the results. Like today I had a video come out and it was about radical self-responsibility, and it was a great video. Like, it's a great topic. That's a really important topic. However, when the video came out and I watched it back, I was like, I'm just not super pleased with how it's going. It is, it's a little boring to me. Like, my whole purpose of this platform is to document my alpha journey and then to help other people who want to aspire to conquer their own alpha journey in life, right? I wanna be a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe, and I'm accomplishing those things. But I feel like what I'm doing in my life, if that equals, you know, 100%, I'm only actually creating content to actually document it and to help other people understand it by like 5%. I'm just not happy, especially with my YouTube content. My podcast has been wonky. Every time I make content for my podcast or my YouTube, I've been thinking to myself, man, you know, I just wish this was better. I wish I was doing it better. And so today, this is gonna begin a new phase of just me trying out something different. I'm gonna try to take the camera with me. I have this amazing camera. I'm so thankful that I have this amazing camera that I bought. I'm so thankful that I have a great mic to put on it. I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful for all of the great things going on in my life. And there's a lot more to share. There are so many more lessons to share than I share every day. And it's time to start getting them out there in a better way. And so I think I need to start being more intentional about just sharing my life journey and documenting it. And then we can deal with the anecdotes and the lessons as they come up. I think this is gonna be a better approach. And so that's what I'm gonna do. So welcome to the first chapter of the next chapter of my content creation journey. And we're just gonna see how it goes. So stay tuned, and I'm gonna take you through the day with me, and we're gonna conquer it in true alpha form. All right, see you guys in a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost 7 o'clock at night. Had to stop by the grocery store, had to grab some cake for a birthday party. My girlfriend's daughter is having a birthday. It is her birthday today, so I'm bringing her some cake. I'm gonna go over, hang out for a little bit, check on them, see how they're doing. Here's the thing, I was just in line at the grocery store, and this is just a little bit of something that happened in my day that I wanted to share. And this is on this topic, the vital life domain of mastering your dating life, i.e. finding an intimate partner. Heard two older ladies talking in the line in front of me. One of them commented how she was celebrating her anniversary. She'd been married for a long time. The other woman, you know, across from her, the other woman in the conversation said, well, you know, I've tried several times and I can't get a relationship to last past 2 years. They just fizzle out. So you know something I'll never know about. And it just struck me as being so interesting. Like, the fact of the matter is that learning how to have a quality dating life, learning how to date properly, learning how to engage in healthy relationships is so vitally important. You could tell when she was telling a story, she just had this sadness, this look of sadness on her face. She just looked like she was about to cry. And this was just a small conversation in line at the grocery store. So do not make the mistake, ladies and gentlemen, of thinking that it doesn't matter. It is worth it to apply ourselves to try to become better partners, to become better high value men and women so that we can have better dating and relationship experiences in this life. The quality of your relationship will determine to a great extent the quality of your life, especially the quality of your intimate relationship. This is the person you go to bed with, this is the person you wake up with. So if they are on your side, you can crush it in life. If you have a contentious, non-peaceful, dramatic relationship. It is going to pull you down and it's going to make your life a living hell. And so yeah, on to the birthday party. I am back. Just got done at the birthday, little birthday get together slash chore time. Helped the kids clean up the house, helped get the house in order, get their mom's apartment in order. I haven't talked a lot about my relationship on YouTube. I haven't talked a lot about my current dating relationship or any of that because it just hasn't come up. This is one of those areas that I wanted to cover more. As I go ahead and start driving a little bit while I film this. This is another one of those things that I wanted to cover a little bit more as I begin this process of like doing a better job of documenting my life, documenting the alpha journey. And this falls into the vital life domain of building your tribe, okay? My girlfriend has kids and we are experimenting with integrating me a little bit more into their life. And so, you know, I go over there and I help them with chores. I, you know, spend time with them. We, you know, go do things together, go out to eat. You know, I have them over to my house. They help me with stuff, right? We do projects. You know, they just kind of experiment with integrating a bit into my life and me into theirs. And this is a process of building relationships and trying to figure out if the whole family blending dynamic is a good match and if it's working right, okay? So yeah, that's what we've been working on for the past couple months. And tonight is just another example of that. Go over there, help them a little bit. And it was a great time. It was a great little birthday celebration. It's not the real party, it just is the day of the birthday. So a cake was in order. And it was a great time. So now I am headed back to the office because we've got a lot of work to do. It is 8:30. It is not even close to being my bedtime yet. I am on a night schedule at this moment because it is a holiday week. My kids have the week off school, which means I have a little bit of extra flexibility and I am trying to make the most of it. I worked all night last night. And I am going to work probably most of the night tonight, getting that money, building those assets. I'm gonna check in here in a little bit and kind of show you what I'm working on. And but yeah, I'm just gonna make the drive back to my place, back to my office, and we're gonna get it done. So on to the next leg of the evening.
In the car, watch it go vroom, vroom. I told them all that I bust soon, soon. Knew it's a child back in the womb. Oh, told them step back, I need more room, room. Hop in the car, watch it go vroom.
I'll share just a little bit about my life and home with you guys. For those of you listening, watching, I live in Springfield, Missouri, so we are about to exit here on Campbell Avenue. I live off, not too far off of Campbell. Well, the Campbell Nixa exit, Springfield, Missouri. Springfield, Missouri is, you know, it's a Midwest town. It has a college. You know, it's just big enough that it's got most everything, and it's still just small enough to feel like a really small town in a lot of ways. Like, once you've lived here for a little while, you're amazed by how small it feels, okay? Now, when I am asked if I like Springfield, when I'm asked if this is where, you know, I'm glad I ended up at this point in my life, what I always say is like, well, you know, it might not have been my first choice, but it is where destiny brought me. And I want to be here for many reasons. My children live here. I grew up about 2 hours from here. Back when I got divorced, you know, my children moved with their mothers here to Springfield, and I helped them move here and to get out of the little town we were in, kind of have a fresh start. I know she wanted a fresh start, and I certainly thought this sounded like a great idea, and so we moved the kids to Springfield thinking that it would be a better life for them, and it has been a much better life for them. The school system in Springfield isn't perfect, but hey, it could be a lot worse, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've had. Springfield has afforded me some pretty good business opportunities. I've done a lot of local networking here. I've met a lot of really good people here. And you know, it's where my children are, and it is where my family is, and so this is where I choose to put down roots, and I am putting down deep roots in Springfield. I will probably never pull my presence out of Springfield completely, though I may, when my children are older and capable of traveling and stuff, I will probably travel more as they grow up and they're more self-sufficient. I will probably travel to more places and do more things and as I build my business and stuff. But for now, Springfield is home and I am grateful for it. And I wake up every day excited to get to work and to make a life and a home for myself here. So yeah, just giving you a little tour here, driving up Campbell Avenue, one of the oldest streets in Springfield, still one of the main roads running through it. We're here on the west end of Springfield. And yeah, I live up on kind of toward the North Campbell side of Springfield. My neighborhood is up and coming. I bought a very inexpensive house in a neighborhood that was a little bit rough 3 years ago, but you know what? The neighborhood is shaping up and it's getting better all the time. So, you know, this is a testament to committing yourself to things and sticking with them for the long term. If you stay committed to the stuff that you care about, you can make it work, right? If it matters enough to you. And like I wanted a house that I could make a home in a nice neighborhood, and I stuck through the hard times. I got a great deal, and I'm making it work in a great way. And guess what? You know, the universe is meeting me on that. I talked just the other day about how sometimes it feels like the universe conspires to help you when you really work on helping yourself. And I don't know if that's true, but I will say this. I will say that I have been incredibly pleased with the way that my home buying, home ownership process has gone here in Springfield. So that was the first home I ever bought. It was after my divorce. And yeah, so there you go. On the way home, on the way to the office, get to work. For those of you on the channel who've never met my cat, this is Peanut. Hey, Peanut. She's my kitty. She is my little baby. She's a sweet girl. She just about ran outside. She has this bad habit of running outside sometimes. When I open the door, it is really inconvenient. This is my under construction living room. The walls are painted and textured, but we need flooring, we need trim. It's under construction, isn't it, baby? Peanut's my little buddy, she's my sidekick. She helps me. She works with me. She gets into my stuff. She makes me happy. She's a good companion, aren't you, babe? She's my roommate. She's the only other one in the house. She's a good one. Oh, and by the way, those of you who are watching this, or rather, I should say, listening to this on the podcast, on my YouTube channel, you can find this actual video, because some of this may not make sense if you don't see what I'm looking at. But yeah, right now I'm just looking at little Peanut. There's her litter box. Yeah, so just a little glimpse into what my living room looks like. It's very unfinished at the moment. We are working on it, but you know, one thing at a time. Eventually this whole house will get renovated. This is a huge part of my plans. I wanna renovate this house, make it amazing, make it awesome, make it a content creator house, make it a house that I could have really nice bedrooms, have friends and family stay with me if they needed to, maybe rent out some bedrooms in the future as an asset, or just whatever. Opening up those opportunities, that's where it's at. All right, we're back in the office. I'm at my computer tonight. We've got a full workload. Like I said, I slept late today. I haven't really gotten a strong start to my day yet. I wrote one article earlier I write freelance web content for clients. I've got 3 articles I need to proofread and send out for a client tonight. I'm drinking just a little bit of apple pie moonshine, get the night going. I'm also working on other projects tonight. I'm putting together a dating course. I'm going to be announcing that shortly. I'm partnering with The Adult Man, creating an amazing dating course. We're almost done with it. Gonna be putting that out, gonna be dropping that. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about building those assets. Our life is made up of 9 vital life domains. And if we want to succeed in the alpha mentality, if we want to become really successful, if we want to see our destinies made manifest, we have to follow and optimize these 9 vital life domains. What are they? Embrace the alpha mentality. Mind your business, get your money, pursue your purpose in life, level up mind, body, and spirit, become 1% better every single day, build your tribe, embark on your hero's arc, master your dating life, i.e. Find your intimate partner. And then 9 is create a lasting legacy of greatness, okay? And I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm trying to be really real. I'm trying to make this very real, and I'm trying to make this format a format where I can just be myself and be real. No nonsense, no fake, no pretending. Things are different than they are. I hope this audio is coming out okay. The audio is a little quiet. I hope it'll be all right. But the truth of the matter is that for most of my life, I've just made a wreck of most of these areas. And this is why the alpha mentality as a whole, and in the 9 vital life domains, and the oath of kings and queens, my 18 alpha, the 18 vows of my alpha code, that's why this stuff is so important. Because if we really want to optimize our lives, we need some kind of balance, we need some kind of guided system to tell us, hey, these are the things you need to work on, these are the things you need to level up. And so for me, when I level up every day in the 9 vital life domains, this is giving me a metric to shoot for, to say, okay, I'm optimizing my life, okay? So what are we doing tonight? We're getting money, we're minding our business. I've got articles, I've got client work going, but I have to be building assets. I'm working on this course. When I create this course, once it gets all completed, once it goes online, this is gonna be something that will bring value to other people's lives. They can use it to help them improve their dating life. It's for men. So it'll bring value to them. It'll be priced. It'll be priced in a price range that is fair market value, so that they're not going to have to pay exorbitant prices for it. But then also, this is going to help me to leverage my knowledge and the dating game, which is the first of the 9 vital life domains that I mastered. Really was, leveling up your dating life, the search for your intimate partner, mastering your dating life, right? Learning these things. And so I can leverage this to help me set up an asset that'll earn me money while I sleep and also provide value in the world, okay? This is what an asset is. It's a business or an investment that earns you money while you sleep. We have to be setting up assets if we want to be financially sound, if we want to be financially successful. I'm also trying to get this content creator stuff down, okay? I'm no pro at this stuff. I've been writing articles for a long time. My blog grows every single day almost. I get really good traffic on my blog, but when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to YouTube, I'm still learning every single day. I'm listening to other people who know a lot more than I do. I'm trying out new things. I'm trying to find my authentic voice. I'm trying to find the way that I can help people best. And here's the thing. For a long time, I created content about dating. I love creating content about dating. I love the dating process. But I came to find that most people weren't just suffering from dating problems. They were suffering from life optimization, alpha mentality problems. They were not living life with an optimized alpha mentality. They were not doubling down on all 9 of the vital life domains. And this is a problem. And so it's like, I'm not interested in just telling people 10 quick tips to fix their dating life. To fix your dating life, you actually have to level up in all of the 9 vital life domains, because you need all these things to have a balanced life. And so to me, this has become my passion. This has become the thing that I want to do. I want to help people in all of these different areas. I want to talk about them, but I need to level them up too. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect. I'm not out here telling you do it just like me, I'm perfect. I'm out here because I want to be a content creator. I'm an enthusiast about something I believe in, which is the alpha mentality. And I believe that this is the right path if we want to achieve greatness in life, if we want to have a balanced, optimized life. And the honest truth of the matter is that every day I'm still learning. I'm getting kicked in the butt every day by the lessons that I learn. I am not there yet. I'm not a highly optimized alpha yet. I'm still working on it. There are parts of that process that I've made progress on more so than in others. And I'm making progress in all of them. I also worked out today. I forgot to talk about that. And I didn't film any of that. I forgot to film it. But I ran a mile and I did 30 push-ups. It's not much. It was a quick workout. I ran while the kids were finishing up their chores. I did a quick run and now I'm back here. To be really honest, I should be running 3 times that distance and I should be doing 3 times as many push-ups. There are some nights when I'll do 100, 200 push-ups, not all at once. I have to space them out. I'm not quite that strong, but we're getting there, right? We have to optimize ourselves. We have to be caring about these things. We have to be training, we have to be leveling up. So tonight on the docket, I've got articles for clients. I have to work on content. I'm working on the story series. I'm creating a fiction story series called The Oathwalker Chronicles. You can find some about that on my website and on my YouTube channel. I have started a separate podcast for that, but I haven't released anything for it yet because I have to record the first episode. And I'm maybe gonna do that tonight. I'm gonna try to get on that tonight. I also have to plan the next blog post tonight. I've got to get this video done and then edit it and hopefully upload it. So we have a full night ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we gotta do. We gotta grind. We gotta use every hour we can to be furthering our future. If we're wasting time with nonsense, wasting time on escapism, this is gonna bode ill for our future. We have to be committed. We have to be grinding and hustling and investing in the ways that matter. When I'm with my girlfriend's kids, I can't work on content, right? When I'm with my own kids, it's the same thing. I'm engaged in this process of engaging with the children. But what is this? This is tribe building. Tribe building is the 8th of the 9 vital life domains. It's very, very important. We have to be engaged in the process of building a healthy family, circle, tribe, and community. We must be engaged in this. Sometimes you can put this off temporarily, but you can't put it off forever. You have to be engaged in it. And so to me, it's not a waste if I'm spending time with them because I'm engaged in this tribe building thing. So anyway, all right, that's enough. That's enough monologuing. Time to get to work. I'll catch you later. Continue this once I get a little bit of stuff done, have something to update you with. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am back. I just finished up the articles I needed to write, and I edited some video. My brain is tired. When I work late, and I do a lot of creative work, it's not uncommon for me to just my brain to just really start to shut down. And you know, this just lets me know, reminds me that there's a limit to the creative work I can do. But there is something that I noticed about this. This little experiment with me filming this day in the life episode has actually made me think of something very useful. And here's the big takeaway. I sometimes feel a little bit lost about the direction my content should take. My blog, not so much. I'm pretty clear on that, but I do sometimes run into this with my YouTube channel especially, and also sometimes my podcast. I start to think, well, what's the point? What's the goal? What should I be trying to do? And it's not altogether always clear. Sometimes I think of a good idea and then I run with it for a little while and then I kind of think, you know, I don't know that that is a good idea. Maybe we should try a different approach, try a different type of video or different way of presenting the content. I have this stuff that I want to
say. I want to talk about the alpha mentality. I want to talk about minding your business, getting your money, pursuing your purpose, level up mind, body, spirit, become 1% better every day, shirk the victim mentality, embrace radical self-responsibility, right? Master your dating life, build your tribe, embark on the hero's arc, leave a lasting legacy of greatness. There are all of these things that mean a lot to me that I want to present and talk to the world about. And figuring out exactly what format that should all take is a challenge for me sometimes. But I have learned something in this little experience of creating this Day in the Life video, and it has really made me think. And to be honest, my brain is tired from thinking about it. But I did get a lot of, I got a lot of thought work done on this, and here's what I come up with. And this is really the takeaway. And it all comes back down to purpose. What is the purpose of my content on YouTube? What is the purpose of my podcast, right? What is the purpose of my blog? The purpose of all of this is to help other people understand the alpha mentality so they can benefit from it, like I have. So I can help people to transform their lives in a positive way, like I have transformed my life, right? And it may not be exactly the same. It's going to be different. The journey is going to be a little bit different. There are central tenets that are the same. I've got the, you know, the 18 vows of the Oath of Kings and Queens. There are the 9 vital life domains. There are some crucial parts of the alpha mentality and some crucial tenets that I want to talk about and share. But within that framework, there's a lot of room to make that journey individual for every person. But what I want to do is create a platform that will really be effective in helping people to learn about these things and to deploy them in their own life. So this makes me realize that I need a really clear vision of how I want to do that. And I'll be really honest with you, I struggle with that. Not too long ago, I did have a vision for that. I wanted to build a community. But then I got into that process of building the community and I realized, you know, this isn't for me. And also the one-on-one coaching, I realized this isn't for me. I realized that I wanted to create more content and do less coaching. And now the truth of the matter is that I haven't fully fleshed out the replacement vision for the vision I replaced or for the vision I pivoted from when I closed down my tribe and I stopped coaching as much. I still do a little bit of coaching, but nowhere near what I was doing, and I don't really do it. It's not really something I offer per se at the moment, right? And for a good reason. I want to create videos and blog posts instead of coaching for the most part. I want to write books too, and that's another thing. So I need to come up with a clear vision of how I want to help people in the future. I need to have like a 5 and then a 10 and 20 year visions for this. And then I need to create content, the content that needs to be created to make those visions come to fruition. I need to flesh that out before I'll understand exactly what to do on YouTube and on my podcast and even on my blog. So that is what I've come to. That's what I've realized. And I know that may seem simple. You might think to yourself, Josh, that's obvious. Why didn't you think of that before? But I'm a simple guy. I'm not a rocket scientist. Sometimes it takes me a while to come up with stuff. Sometimes it takes me a while to figure out the right path because I guess I like to do things the hard way, and I'm not necessarily a top-level genius, so it takes me a while to figure it out sometimes. With that being said, this has been really useful, and I appreciate if you've gotten to this point in the podcast or this point in the video, I appreciate you sticking around and I appreciate you hearing me out on these things. And guess what? We are committed every day to pursuing the alpha journey, and I'm very excited. This video, this experience of making this Day in the Life vlog has really helped me to gain some clarity, and it's been a learning experience. So this is why we have to keep on doing it. We have to keep moving forward, even when we're not totally sure what to do. In the absence of clarity, we have to keep moving forward. And I learned a lot about myself today, and this has helped me to learn a lot. So I really appreciate you being a part of it, and I hope it's helped you to learn something about yourself as well. And I want to encourage you and let you know that you can also create a vision for your life, and you can move your life forward. You can embrace the alpha mentality, mind your business, get your money, pursue your purpose in life, level up mind, body, spirit. You can embark on your hero's arc. You can master your dating life. You can build your tribe, and you can leave a lasting legacy of greatness as well. We can all do it. Let's begin the process today. together. If you haven't yet done it, I encourage you to look in the links down in the description, find some resources that will help you, especially my free ebook. Download it, start reading, even if you just read the first page, and then just get after it. That's what matters. Every journey is a little bit different. But what I want you to do is not to sit around and stagnate. Let's make our destinies great. All right. That's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.